We're going to County Monaghan first this lunchtime in mourning after a road crash yesterday evening. Five people in a car on their way to a Debs for Largy College. A single vehicle crash at Legnakelly near Clonus. Two girls aged 16 and 17 were killed. An 18-year-old girl is in a critical condition at Cavan General Hospital. Another 18-year-old boy received treatment at the hospital for non-life-threatening injuries. A 60-year-old man, the driver of the car, is in critical condition and is being treated at the Royal Victoria Hospital in Belfast. Local priest, Father Peter Corrigan, called to the scene of the accident. He's been telling us what happened.
It was about 7:30. A parent of one of the girls who was at the Debs rang me up telling me there was an accident on the Clonus Smithborough Road and could I go out. So that was about 7:30 or 7:25. So I immediately went out.
You went to the scene of the crash last night?
That's right, yes.
Can you tell us what you saw?
Well, there was ambulances and there was fire brigade and there was a lot of people and the whole thing was cordoned off. When I got out, the injured parties had been already taken away and the two girls who had died, they were covered up. And so I went down to the place where they were, who were in the field, just across from the road. So I said a few prayers over them and anointed them and stayed there for a while. Because the parents, I think, or some of the family was very much distraught there, just beside one of the girls who had died. So it was really was a very sad, disturbing scene. Sad for the people who were involved. The police and the guards and the fire brigade and the ambulances was very much involved there and very active at that time.
That can't have been easy for you either.
It wouldn't have been. Like, it's a very sad occasion because one realised then that they were four young people who were probably going to the Debs and a time of great excitement and looking forward to a great night and happiness and being with their friends, and it had all ended tragically with a very sad accident. More sad for the parents and for their brothers and sisters and for all who knew them so well.
And the people in the car, most of them very, very young.
Oh, they were like 16, 17, 18, like they were very young people that are looking forward to a great night and great morning and excitement and being with our friends and celebrating the end of a school period. Like, it was very sad for them.
Were you able to talk to any of their families, Father Corrigan?
Well, I said a few words to some of them, all right, you know. Some of the brothers and some of the parents and aunts and uncles were there, yes. There's not much you can say, it's just to be there by your presence and by your support and sympathy. It is a time when words mean very, very little. Just presence is probably more important than what you say, because means what can words mean, but presence can mean a lot more.
How do you begin to explain or come to terms with something like this happening?
Well, it's something you can't explain. You know, it's something that it's one of those realities in life that the distance between fullness of life and moments of tragedy and then death can change very, very quickly. And we're very much aware of that. One split second, and it's all over. And it's not something you can't explain. It's something you have to live with and try to, I suppose, to live with and find consolation and strength to face the years ahead of sadness and emptiness that tragedy brings into your life.
That's local priest Father Peter Corrigan speaking to us a short time ago. And as you heard our correspondent Laura Hogan reporting earlier, Largy College in Clonus in County Monaghan is opening this afternoon to offer support to students following the road crash in the area yesterday evening. Staff and a psychologist will be available at the school from 2:00 until 4:00 this afternoon. In a statement, the school principal Sharon McGuinness said, "It's with profound sadness and grief that we have learned about the devastating accident that resulted in the untimely and tragic loss of two cherished members of our school community." In another statement from the West Enra Arms Hotel, where the Debs had been due to take place, They said, our thoughts and prayers are with those families that have suffered an unbearable loss and those that remain in critical condition following the tragic accident last night. Our thoughts are also with the community associated with Largy College, to all students who displayed great maturity and empathy upon hearing the tragic news. And finally, a thank you to all the staff on duty last night for dealing with everything in such a professional way. Let's speak to David Maxwell. He's Cathaoirleach of Monaghan County Council, and he's also a member of the Board of Management at Largy College in Clonus. David Maxwell, thank you very much for taking our call this afternoon. Can you tell me how and when you heard about what happened yesterday evening?
Well, good afternoon, Gavin. I heard it, I'd say, around 7:45, 8 o'clock. Message came through that there was an accident on the N54, and then over the next hour, I heard that it was possibly young people, and then about maybe 9:30 that it was people on their way to the Debs from Largy College.
Did you know any of the people involved?
I don't think I know anybody. Names haven't been released, Gavin, and I haven't heard any names. So, no, I don't want to say if I know anybody or any names, once a family have all been contacted.
Were all of the young people students at Largy College?
That I can't confirm. I think 3 of them were. I'm not sure about the 4th.
Do you have any idea how any of the injured are today?
No. The last I heard was the gentleman and in Belfast, and the young girl in Cavan are still critical.
And as we heard from Father Corrigan there, this crash happening as these young people were on their way to their Debs, and a lot of the people who would have heard this news first would have been gathering at the school on the way to their Debs themselves. This is a huge shock for them.
Yeah, the students gathered in Clonus before they left to go to the Debs in Monaghan, and I'm sure that vehicles following and just gone before were all on that road, and they would have been the first friends and neighbours would have been the first on the scene. And as you know, at Debs, families usually go to the venue to take photographs of the children arriving, and so it was a very sad affair. We hear about these stories where especially first responders land out to accidents, and it's a family member or someone there, but when ordinary people are travelling in a convoy along the road and an accident happens and you're the first on it, it must be unbearable.
You're on the Board of Management at Largy College. What can the school do today?
Well, the school are going to open between 2 and 4 and have counselling there. The priority of the school today is to look after the well-being of our students, our staff and our family members in the school. That's the utmost importance today, is to look after those people and see to their needs. It has been a tremendous shock in Clonus and in the wider county of Monaghan, and we have to help and give any support we can to our student families and our school body.
Yes, because that will be a process that will go on long beyond today. Friends often get forgotten at times like these and will need help and support in the months ahead. It's such a young age to lose friends and very difficult to understand.
Yeah, very difficult to understand. As Father Corrigan said, they spent the last week, yesterday all day, I suppose, the excitement. It's a big day for young people, their Debs, or their formal. Spent the day in excitement getting ready, and to all end in such a tragedy in such a short time yesterday evening, it's words cannot express how everybody feels.
David Maxwell, really appreciate you taking our call today. David Maxwell is Cathaoirleach of Monaghan County Council and a member of the Board of Management at Largy College in Clonus.